In Aruba, the search continues for Natalie Holloway, the 18-year-old Alabama high school student who went missing more than 10 days ago during a class trip. Her disappearance has been international news. Now Aruba is struggling to make sure its tourism industry won't suffer. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
American eyes have been riveted to news channels as continued coverage of high school graduate Natalie Holloway report the latest developments.
So we have five people now behind bars facing accusations of being involved in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway, but according to prosecutors who gave a press conference...
Five people are now being held in the disappearance of an Alabama teenager vacationing in Aruba. CNN's...
All right, the Prime Minister of Aruba is speaking, Nelson Orlando Oduber, on the fate, whatever we know of it.
As those broadcasts from CNN and Fox News indicate, there have been arrests of five people suspected of being involved with the attractive blonde teenager's disappearance, including the son of a local Dutch judge, but no definitive resolution of the case. Aruba's Prime Minister, Nelson Orlando Oduber, wants Americans to know that Natalie's disappearance is distressingly atypical for the island that prides itself on its lack of serious crime.
We have the lowest crime rate in the whole Caribbean. We feel we are a safe island. We receive more than 500,000 of Americans going by air and nearly 1 million by cruise ship. So we care about people coming to Aruba. We are a friendly island. So as Prime Minister leading this country, I'm very disappointed and sad what's going on in these days.
Oduber says that about 60% of Aruba's tourists are American, and the bulk of those are repeat visitors. So he especially wants Americans to know that Aruba is doing its utmost to keep them secure.
We can't allow anybody, of it local or international, to harm our tourist industry. Tourist is our bread, is income for the government, our people, and the whole economy.
Prime Minister Oduber himself likes to emphasize his island's safety by swimming alone at dawn each day. He says he's had no problems in the past 2 years since he started this regimen. Diane Clarkson says the Prime Minister's solo swims are a good example of why Americans consider Aruba safe. Clarkson is a travel analyst for Jupiter Research in New York City. She believes that because the Holloway disappearance seems random and not the result of attacks that target Americans or part of a pattern of violence, Aruba will survive its current intense scrutiny.
At this point, it appears that this is an isolated incident in what's going on. And so I think that would really work towards Aruba's benefit as far as really having a minimal impact on tourism.
Ann Clarkson says the Aruban government's quick reaction to the incident may reassure Americans who had been planning an island visit.
We're really seeing how quickly the Aruba Tourism Board and the Aruban government have responded to what's going on. The Aruba government has been working closely with officials, U.S. and Dutch officials. And in fact, they actually closed their offices on Monday so that the employees could go out and participate in the search. So I think all of this is really building a sense of goodwill.
So far, that strategy seems to be working. Clarkson says initial industry reports since Holloway has vanished look hopeful.
Travel Weekly reported that wholesalers have not reported any cancellations in travel to Aruba at this point. So that certainly bodes well for the Aruban tourism market.
Meanwhile, Aruba residents continue to search and hope for a happy conclusion to the Natalie Holloway saga. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.